Oliver,
wake up.
Yeah, yeah.
The rooster is alarm clocking.
Alarm clocking?
Yes, I set his crower for 7:30.
How do you set a rooster's crower?
Well, you see, he has a little knob on the back of him that you just...
Never mind.
Oh, Oliver, I had the most marvelous dream. I dreamt it was morning and we woke up and you said, where is my bathrobe?
Where is my bathrobe?
Well, in the dream, it was under the bed.
Under the...
Tied to your suitcase.
What the...
And you say that dreams never come true.
Lisa, why did you do this?
Well, I am not very good in interpreting dreams. But I would say that the reason your bathrobe is tied to your suitcase is that you don't forget it when you pack for your trip.
Lisa, what kind of a trip are you trying to con me into taking?
A honeymoon?
We went on a honeymoon when we were first married.
Well, a thing like that can't last forever.
Look, Lisa...
If you don't want to go on a regular official honeymoon, why don't we go on a second honeymoon?
We've already had a second honeymoon and a third and a fourth.
Well, why don't we make this a fifth, which is one of your favorite kinds of bottles?
Look, Lisa, I can't...
Oliver, I know one of the most romantic places we can go to.
Where is that?
Well, I give you a hint. It's where all the girls wear grass skirts and they do this dance where they shake their alohas and all the fellows ride on their surfboards.
Surfboards?
Yes. Can you guess where it is?
Oh, yes. And I'd love to go there, but I don't think we could get a visa to travel into East Berlin.
Is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Oh, thank you. And remember me to your father, Pam.
Yes, I will. Morning, Molly.
Oh, aloha, Pam. Kawi kiu o kau mana pili pika me kaneka onui.
Do you know what you just said?
What?
The top of your volcano is full of coconut candy.
Boy, Hawaiian is sure a tough language to learn.
Why are you taking a course in it?
I just feel I should do something for my ethnics.
My father in his office?
Oh, no, he's eating breakfast in the tiki room.
Morning, Dad.
Morning. You like some breakfast?
No, thanks. I've eaten. Oh, guess who checked into the hotel? Marla Grayson.
Ah, very pretty lady.
And the first thing she did after putting her jewels in the safe was to ask about you.
She's got nice jewels. She's got nice legs, too.
Charlie.
I said you'd call her for cocktails.
What time are you going to call her?
I'm not going to call her.
Big mistake. Those jewels are real. So are her legs.
Charlie, would you...
Dad, why do you avoid Mrs. Grayson?
Please, Pam.
Aren't you ever going to get married again?
Why should I?
I need a mother.
You can have mine.
That'll be all, Charlie. Thank you.
Dad.
Pam, I'd like to go over these figures.
trying to figure out why business was off 15% last month?
How'd you know that? That Dottie doesn't stop listening into my telephone conversation.
You know, Dad, if you want to boost business, I have a couple of really groovy ideas.
Thank you, but I don't need any help running this hotel.
But...
And if you don't stop butting in, back you go to England to live with your aunt again.
Well, I'm only trying to help.
Is that mail for me?
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Bill Miles, the public relations man from the airlines, and he said...
Got a request from the Shriners to have a convention here. 300 people.
You know what happened when you had the Shriners convention here last year? The pool was full of fezzes. I'd turn them down.
You'd turn them down. Pam, a hotel cannot exist without conventions.
Well, in my business administration class...
Which you are going to be late for.
I just want to tell you what the professor said.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Who's the telegram from?
I thought you left.
Who's Lisa Douglas?
Wants me to reserve a suite and a private surf broad for her husband.
Surf broad?
Probably a typographical error.
What'll you do if it isn't?
Goodbye again.
Ah, Mr. Carter, you ate all your breakfast this morning. I'm so glad to see the 15% knock on the head didn't kill your appetite.
Hey, Pam.
Oh, hi, Richard.
Hi, Lily.
Guess what? We're getting married tomorrow night.
Really? Congratulations. That's great.
We want you to come to the wedding.
Just tell me where. We thought it'd be romantic to have it on the beach at Molokai Cove.
Where are you spending your honeymoon?
Oh, Richard's friend has a shack on the beach that he's going to lend us from 8 to 4 a.m.
8 to 4 a.m.?
He's a bartender. That's the shift he works.
Well, that's no way to spend a honeymoon. Hey, how would you two like to spend your wedding night in the honeymoon suite of the Moana Rexford Hotel?
We can't afford anything like that.
Won't cost you a cent. You'll be my father's guests.
Don't you think you'd better ask your father first?
Oh, you don't want to worry about that. If Dad were here, he'd offer it to you himself.
But you will ask him.
But of course.
Hey, we better get to class.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow night.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Oh, having lunch?
Yes.
I had lunch.
Had breakfast, too. Yours and mine.
Dad, can I ask you a favor?
It depends.
It's not a very big favor.
It never is.
Well, all I wanted to ask you was if these two friends of mine could come and...
What is that?
Oh, I forgot to tell you that the three coconuts were coming for an audition today.
Stop it! Stop that!
Dad!
Get your friends out of here.
I thought it'd be a great idea to have a live rock group in the lobby so that when the guests
People come here for a little peace and quiet.
But when I heard them in school, they were...
Pam, will you please stop trying to do favors for all your college friends? I don't want to see another one of them in this hotel.
Well, that's the end of the honeymoon. Unless...
I can't do it, Pam. I just can't do it.
But nobody's reserved the honeymoon suite, have they?
Well, no, but...
Then there's no harm in letting Lily and Richard use it for one night.
Pam, you'd better ask your father if...
I can't. He's still smarting from the three coconuts.
Well...
Molly, do you want to see Richard and Lily spend their wedding night in some beach shack and have to get out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning because the bartender came home?
What bartender?
Please, Molly, just give me the key.
Oh. Oliver? Do you think the hotel understood the telegram I sent them?
Why shouldn't they?
Well, I don't know Hawaiian, so I sent it in English.
I think they'll have an interpreter.
When do we get there?
Couple of hours.
Do you want to play some gin?
No, thank you.
Do you want to drink some gin?
No.
Well, everything all right, folks?
He's not much fun since he gave up drinking gin.
Lisa, that... Aren't you Jack Schuyler?
Oliver Douglas, how are you?
Lisa, this is Jack Schuyler. We flew together during the war.
Oh, are you flying the plane now, Jack?
Well, yes, I...
Then who is holding the shtick?
Shtick? Oh, the co-pilot.
Has he got a shtick license?
You always did go for the dodos, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
What did he mean by that?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to join this man and woman in holy matrimony. Lily, do you take Richard to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
And Richard, do you take Lily to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
Richard, place this ring on Lily's finger. I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Oliver.
What?
I've been thinking. When we get to the hotel, why don't we take the honeymoon suite?
What for?
If you don't know what for, we don't need the honeymoon suite. Oh, no, come on, Oliver. What do you say?
Lisa, if we'd gotten married, I'd be happy to take the honeymoon suite, but any room will be good enough.
Oliver, I got a good idea. Why don't we get married before we get to the hotel? Then it's going to be like a real honeymoon.
Lisa, isn't it enough that I agreed to take you to Hawaii without getting married?
Oliver!
All right, if it'll make you happy, we'll take the honeymoon suite.
Do you think the stores will be still open when we land? I want to buy a black nightgown.
Why? Are you in mourning?
Oh, boy. Now I wish we weren't going to Hawaii. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Pam is?
Pam is? Well... Oh, the switchboard.
Her body.
Oh, she left early.
Well, answer that.
This way, please.
Oh, good evening, folks. May I help you?
Yes, I'm Oliver Douglas. This is my wife.
Hello, dear.
How do you do? I'm Bob Carter, manager of the Moana Rexford. We expected you earlier.
But the plane was late. There was some nuts screaming and yelling.
Well, I'm glad you finally got here.
Did you reserve a nice surf broad for my husband?
Well, no, I didn't. You see that...
My wife meant surfboard.
Oh, well, that I think we can take care of.
Oh, good.
Excuse me. Molly, this is Mr. and Miss Douglas. They have a reservation.
Oh, yes. We reserved a very nice room on the third floor.
Instead of that, we'd like to have the honeymoon suite.
The honeymoon suite?
Well, this isn't an official honeymoon. We didn't get married.
She means this time. This is our fifth honeymoon.
May I have the key to the honeymoon suite, please?
The honeymoon suite?
Yes, 1078.
Come on. The honeymoon suite, with a choice of two bedrooms.
Two?
Some honeymoon couples come equipped with families. Come and look around. Oh, it's beautiful, Pam. Well, I guess you two are tired. Like to go to bed and watch television or something.
Thanks, Pam.
Yes, thanks. Good night.
Pam, what are you doing here?
Oh, I was just checking to see that everything was all right.
Oh? Well, this is my daughter, Pamela. This is Mr. and Miss Douglas.
Hello, Dan.
How do you do? It's very nice to meet you.
She speaks with an accent.
Look who's talking of speaking with an accent.
My daughter was raised and educated in England.
Oh.
Mr. and Miss Douglas have rented this suite.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
All right.
I mean, I'm sorry they didn't take the room they'd reserved. It's much nicer.
The suite has two bedrooms.
Oh, Daddy, no, they wouldn't like that one.
Why not?
Well, you know how damp that one gets this time of year. I'm sure it wouldn't do Mr. Douglas's rheumatism any good.
Oliver, isn't that thoughtful of her?
Thoughtful? I don't have any rheumatism.
This one's much nicer.
Lovely.
It has a nice balcony overlooking the ocean. Mr. Douglas can sit out there in the sun. It'll be so good for his arthritis.
Oh, he has rheumatism.
I don't have...
Pam, will you please go downstairs?
Yes, sir. Excuse me.
Put those in there, Joe, before they change their mind.
Right.
No trouble at all. I'll take care of it as soon as I get downstairs.
I've got to get them out of there.
Why don't they answer?
Well, if you were on your honeymoon, would you?
Hello.
Pack your clothes and get out of there fast.
Hello? Hello?
Who was that?
Well, I don't know. Somebody said to pack and get out of here.
I told you we should have gotten married.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, I don't know what it is with you. The house dick always spots you right away.
For the luck.
Oliver, why don't we order some champagne and caviar?
Ooh. Good idea.
Oh, it's 1078.
Aren't you packed yet?
This is Mr. Douglas.
Oh, I'm sorry. May I help you?
Look, can you connect me with room service, please?
I'll take care of it. What would you like?
Molly. Molly.
Oh, yes, Mr. Carter.
Have you seen Pam?
Pam who?
My daughter.
Well, it seems to me I just saw her somewhere.
Well, if you see her, tell her to come to my office.
Yes, sir.
Your father wants
you. I heard him.
Where are you going?
I've got to take some caviar and champagne up to 1078.
Oh, hi, Pam.
Richard, you and Lily must...
Champagne and caviar? Oh, Pam, you didn't have to do this. Oh. Thanks very much.
Oh, no, no. No, Richard, no. That's not...
Yes.
Peace?
Did you want something?
Yes, I just wondered if you had enough, ashtrays.
We don't smoke.
Well, then I guess you do have enough. Night.
Night.
It's been over a half an hour. Didn't the champagne get here yet?
No.
Well, why don't you call again?
Oh, they'll bring it. Yeah, that must be room service. Half a bottle of champagne and some half-eaten caviar.
Is it cheaper this way?
I didn't know.
May I help you?
Yes, this is Mr. Douglas. I called room service and they brought up a half a bottle of champagne and some partially eaten caviar.
Well, isn't that the way you ordered it, sir?
No, I... could I talk to the manager, please?
Molly, it's Mr. Douglas. He wants to talk to the manager. Plug me in.
Manager's office, may I help you?
This is Mr. Douglas. I'd like to talk to the manager.
Well, I'm afraid he isn't here right now.
I have a half a bottle of champagne and some caviar that's been eaten.
Oh, leave it outside the door and the maid will pick it up in the morning.
Look, please, would you let me talk to the manager?
I've told you the manager is not here right now.
Oh, yes, he is. Hello, this is Bob Carter.
This is Mr. Douglas in 1078. There's something very strange going on here.
I'll be right up.
Where are you going?
Up to 1078.
But that's the honeymoon suite. You can't go up there at this time of night.
Emma, I don't know what is going on here, but I'm sure that when I find out, it's going to have something to do with you.
But, Dad...
Let go of my arm.
Oh, Mrs. Grayson. Dad was just on his way up to get you.
I was not.
You were, too. He's going to take you to the tiki room for cocktails.
Oh, well, isn't that sweet?
Well, no, it isn't.
Well, I tell you, it's a little late for cocktails, but I'd love to have a nightcap with you.
Yes, but I have to...
I'll take care of 1078. Have fun.
Thank you.
Manager's on his way up.
Is he going to throw us out?
Why should he throw us out?
I thought I heard voices.
Well, no wonder you wanted a suite with two bedrooms. You got girls slashed away in every room.
I don't even know who...
You ought to take it easy with your arthritis.
Rheumatism.
What's going on here?
This happens to be our suite.
Richard, you and Lily have just got to get out of here before...
Oh, I see you've already met.
Yes, would you mind explaining what these people are doing here?
Explain?
Yes.
Well, Richard and Lily just got married and they were going to spend their honeymoon with this bartender.
That's who he wanted to spend his honeymoon with.
Well, since they couldn't afford a real honeymoon, I said they could use the suite here, because I didn't know you were going to take it.
Ah. Oh, well, I understand.
We don't want to get Pam in trouble. We'll pack her things and get right out.
Why do you have to do that? There are two bedrooms.
We couldn't.
Oh, why not? Here, you be our guests.
Well...
I tell you what, we'll all have breakfast together in the morning. But not too early.
The next time you bring any of your friends into this hotel...
The Douglases didn't mind, Dad. They're quite happy about it.
It could have started a lot of trouble for the hotel if they'd wanted to.
I don't know why you're so grouchy. Everything worked out just fine.
Luckily.
Oh, by the way, how was your evening with Mrs. Grayson?
And that's another thing. Stay out of my love life.
I'm sorry. Guess I've done it again.
You certainly have.
I don't mean to meddle.
But you do. Why don't you just relax? And try not to help me. It's too much of a strain.
Well, if that's the way you want it.
That's the way I want it.
Okay. From now on, I promise not to interfere.
Hello? What? Porpoises? I didn't order any porpoises. What? Oh, wait a second. Young lady. Do you know anything about three live porpoises that have just been delivered to this hotel?
Oh, them. Well, you see, Dad, I met this man, and he was stuck with these porpoises. So I thought it would be a great publicity idea for the...
Where are you going to put them?
In the swimming pool.
I'll call you back.
Filmways presentation, darling.